Tangasu landrun kashugore ta tene landrun ki ta tenda nam du na tene karzugore jebu chungu da tomo la jere ma ri da tomo la jere ma jebu chimbi la jere ma bas den sen da som du jong gore sma ri ba.
So when we look at this text, the lamp for the path to enlightenment, and we abbreviate the meaning, if we were to condense the meaning of this text, we would see that there are three categories of meaning within this text. The first are the teachings that are shared in common with beings of a small capacity or beings of small scope, the teachings shared in common with beings of a medium capacity or medium scope, and the teachings for beings of great capacity or the teachings for beings of great scope. So these three categories are the condensed meaning of, or the abbreviated meaning of this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment.
Well, that's also when Shajatuba is, Shajatuba. And then Shajatuba in Dodan Khan Kozule, what the Langri Mason Yoris, the name Tene karasukuri, sanji ke sumba naji, tene ngomu lo dhudan, paba tume la supa, jaga keba sungde yuwaris. Jaga keba sui, tene tetabi lanji rinbate, sumba naji, ane adi shak, ne lanruyen kosule, tosukin kotsi rurujin dhuyni sumbaris, maribay.
So the root of this, or the root teaching of this, was given by Shakyamuni Buddha, the teachings that were pronounced by him on Sutra and Tantra. And there are those teachings that are directly Buddhist speech, and then there are the commentaries or the explanations given by the Indian pandits, such as Nagarjuna. And these explanations were then passed down and reached Lord Atisha. And then Lord Atisha was able to condense and abbreviate the meaning of all of these great works and create the essence of the stages of the path in the text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment.
Oje ta chaji ga lang re ma sun yong guya de gar sa na ane nga su si jin ga lo de wan de gu re de ngen de gu ma re sa mar ba ane de wa yong ga che da ane de ngen ka ga che do ane sa ji ga lang re ma sun sun yong re sa mar ba
yan ju sur na ni che
ane su su da ka su re ga nga ro gu chen be de ne si jin ta ji ga de wan de gu re sa de ngen de gu ma re sa ane si jin na dewa lunguya da dunge meba zuya ge ti che do na lang ge ba song song yong res ta ta song song ma res.
So what did Buddha speak of? What are the stages of the path for? There are three stages of the path, and these stages of the path were pronounced because all sentient beings, like oneself, wish to have happiness, and all sentient beings wish to be free from suffering. So the eradication of that suffering itself is what the stages of the path explain. So the stages of the path explain how one can eradicate suffering. And there are three different stages that were taught or pronounced by Buddha.
Tātani ngā su shī wū tu jīwā lēngsā tu ngēnsūn lī jīwā yīnā anu ngā su gābu yō mā rīs, ñiwā tā yī tā tu tuñru tu lī jīwā yīnā du ngē mōmu yō mā rīs, anu ngā su gābu yō mā rīs, gābu yō mā rī. Anu lā tā mā lī jīwā yīnā ngā su gābu yō mā rīs, lā tā mā lī jīwā yīnā dewā mōmu yō mā rīs. Anu tē yō yā tā anu sāngjī kī anu ngēnsūn mā jī yā tā gār jī gu rī. Dindu lhātamun rūyāki tāshī kārjī kūrūsī na anī jibu chungu tā tōmu yu nāshī rīpa kuñchū sūng lā jiao sūng rūyū kūne anī mōgī chūrū chūtī yāpa sūng dībā lī shādāng yāpa jīpa yīnā anī ngā sūng lī jīgī mā rī lhātamun lī jīgī rī sī wad rīngbā tāmbu dīlhī yungu sī rī sī.
So when we look at the first level, or the first stage that was pronounced by Lord Buddha, this is a stage for a being who wishes to be free from the suffering of the lower realms. The lower realms are plagued by suffering. So if one is born into the hell realm or the hungry ghost realm or the animal realm, he or she will have to endure large amounts of suffering. But if one was to be born into the gods and the humans realm, in the human realms, there would be a chance for a much greater happiness in those higher realms. So a being must look for a method to achieve this sort of rebirth. This type of being recognizes the downfalls of the lower realms and the amounts of suffering that he or she will have to endure if born there, and wishes to strive for a rebirth into the higher realms of the humans and gods because of the greater amount of happiness. So the method that was taught, or the method taught in the teachings shared in common with beings of small capacity, in order to achieve the rebirth into the higher realms and abandon rebirth into the lower realms, was a focus on refuge in the three jewels, ethics, and acknowledgement of downfalls or confession. So it's necessary for a being in this first category, or a being of small capacity, to practice refuge and have ethical behavior and acknowledge one's downfalls in order to be free from a lower realm rebirth. And this is the motivation of a being of small capacity.
Ani sanji ge sunba na yin, ani deba mungo pompe tsutin sun, ani deba le shadan ya bu jeba yin na, ani ngay sun le jeg ma re, lhada ma le jeg res, sanji ge te chen ne, sanji ge chen guwa res, wad de sanji ge chenon su wad duz je na, ani dendro lu gre, ya bu yung gre, sun gre res.
So one needs to look at the Buddha as a doctor, and the Buddha has stated that misdeeds leads to suffering. So because Buddha is all-knowing, has the omniscient mind or all-knowing mind, he recognizes that it's necessary for us to engage in ethical behavior and abandon misdeeds because of what those two types of behaviors lead to. So we look at the Buddha as a doctor who can diagnose this type of suffering, and the Dharma as medicine.
Oje ta jebun din da thung la jin ba se ya ta nga su nge su l tha ne la da mali jeba ina ta nga su mari du yar z mele du nge du was du ha yu yar du nge yu yar s ji du nge ga yi du nge na yi du nge chi du nge ji du nge wad ne ge me ta la le yu yar s.
So at the medium scope, one recognizes the suffering in the higher realms as well. We can even see ourselves, because we are humans, that we have to endure suffering. So we see the suffering in this higher realm as a human ourselves. And in the higher realms, one will have to endure the suffering of birth, aging, sickness, and death. The suffering of suffering, the suffering of change, and the pervasive compounded suffering. So all of these types of suffering will have to be endured even if one is born into the higher realms. So the medium scope practitioner recognizes the downfalls of the higher realms as well.
What does dunge do so kanga lo dunge de demba ji na dunge demba ju kan la den jo res na le dan nyu mo la den jo res le dan nyu mo den zin la den jo du res ane le dan dunge ge ju kun ju den zin do so bomba la den ne la ba sun go res je bun ri do mo la ji bo la ba sun res su din ji la ba ding ge ji la ba xie ro ji la ba tōnyi lāmi bī tīngā zhī lāba, shērā gā lāba, chūtīng lāba sōng tu chōngwa yīnā, tēnē dōngā tsāwa nā kā nē tāpa lā rūyā gē. Wā tā chūtī wā tē jīpān rīng tā tōngwa nā jīrī mā tō wā tīng sā rīs.
So the recognition of the first noble truth is the truth of suffering. And then one must look for the actual cause or the root of that suffering. And one will find that action and afflictions are what causes the suffering. And then if one investigates further, one will recognize that the action and afflictions are caused by the grasping at true existence or grasping at true establishment. So one must abandon this mistaken view of the grasping at true establishment, and the method in which one can abandon this mistaken view is by practicing the three higher trainings. The three higher trainings, the highest higher training in ethics, highest higher training in concentration, and the highest higher training in wisdom. So the highest higher training in concentration utilizes as its object of observation the nature of reality or emptiness, and the wisdom is the wisdom realizing emptiness. And that those two coupled with ethics will lead one to liberation. So these three higher trainings will serve as an opponent to the grasping at true existence or true establishment, which will then eradicate the root of suffering, which will then lead one to liberation. So this is the goal of a being of medium capacity or medium scope. It is to abandon rebirth into all of the cyclic existence and to achieve liberation through practice of the three higher trainings and so forth.
Oji, that the name Kashugore, then they were the Labasun Yalejina, New Mountain Labun, Tabatu to Gore, Inaya, New Movie Bachapon to Gomaris, New Moon Bachapoma to Bay Insulza, and Sanji to Gomaris, San Jebala, Karugoris Natu, Labasun Yabi Tone, Shanchu Saint Lojangoris, Shanchu Santa, Labasun Yandul to Jimbaina, and New Mung Bachapone. And Taji Chamber, Saji Kumutuagi, and the Mayanas Tiba Chimbi Long Leongos.
So it is possible through these three higher trainings to root out the action and afflictions and the afflictive obstructions which block one's ability to achieve liberation. So it is possible to eradicate those, but it is not possible to achieve complete enlightenment or Buddhahood. The reason for this is that the imprints of those afflictions or the imprints of the afflictive obstructions are still present. And if those are still present, then it's not possible to achieve the all-knowing state of a Buddha. So these are the obstructions to omniscience, which are the imprints of the afflictive obstructions. So one must combine the three higher trainings with the mind that aspires to enlightenment in order to root out or eradicate the imprints of the afflictive obstructions. One combines the mind that aspires to enlightenment with the three higher trainings, and then one is on the Mahayana path or the Great Vehicle Path. So the qualifying feature of the Mahayana path or the Great Vehicle Path is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And one can achieve Buddhahood if one couples that mind with the three higher trainings. And this becomes a teaching for beings of great capacity or great scope.
Tiba Chimi Jugo, Shanjuk sent the Debore, Julatin Jugure, Ju and Shanjuk sent Jukanakanisha Warasana, and Sanjig and Bajin Sumaris. Junde Manga, do you go in the Sanji with Tuda, Dajen Yabaji go in the Sanji with Tuni Sumaris, Shanjuk sent Ne Kazure, Jib Tud Nisumaris, Madabe. What did you do to Sumara?
So bodhicitta is an effect. And the bodhicitta, because it is an effect, there must be a cause. There must be a cause. Bodhicitta is the mind that aspires to enlightenment. Because it is an effect, there must be a cause. So there were two teachings given, or two lineages of teachings given, in order to achieve the generation of the mind that aspires to enlightenment. The first is the seven-point cause and effect for achieving the mind that aspires to enlightenment. And the second is called equalizing and exchanging self with others. So these are the two causal lineages to achieve the generation of the mind that aspires to enlightenment.
What does Unga so that Jongon Machi did not Jibu Mubu or the Tang as a case did not the Nolul his avarice and Jonas de Jima de Kobij in the degrees?
So we've gone over this quite a bit. Dalai Lama also goes over this quite a bit. So in the cassettes that we have in the back, there's quite a bit of teachings on this. So in the future, maybe you can make copies of them and you can listen to them because we've given an explanation of this previously.
Ta adi shaka lan rung dheba jeba je na an jirum jil cha java yin lan rin chimbu dan lan rin din dan an lan rin du din san na da wadzin dhig lan rin mungu yuwa res. Dan na jin yin ka ju dan sa cha du su ga lan rin mungu yuwa res. Wadde lan rung dheba jeba je na wadzu su res.
So we can find many commentaries on the Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. We can find the Dalai Lama giving explanation of the stages of the path. And also Jay Rinpoche, Lama Tsongkhapa, wrote many commentaries to Atisha's Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, such as the great stages of the Path to Enlightenment, the Lamrim Chemo, the medium stages of the Path to Enlightenment. and the abbreviated stages of the path to enlightenment. So the Lamrim Chemo, Lamrim Din, and Lamrim Dudun. These were all commentaries on the text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment. And in the Kagyu lineage and Nyingma many of the other lineages, Sakya Kagyu, Nyingma, we can find explanation of the stages of the path as well. There are so many commentaries. But for us to be able to read all of these, it would be difficult because there's so many books.
Mm-hmm.
So what we can do is we can take this text, The Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment, because it's quite short and abbreviated, and we can memorize it. And we can put this to memory and then begin to analyze the meaning of it once we have put it to memory. And then we can extract the meaning of it slowly. And then once we've done this for a period of time, then we can move on to larger commentaries such as the Lamrim Chemo, Great Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, the Medium Stages of the Path to Enlightenment, or the Abbreviated Stages of the Path to Enlightenment. We can look at the texts by the Indian pandits such as Nagarjuna's works, and we can look at the direct teachings of Buddha Shakyamuni in the Sutra and the Tantra. So we'll be able to look at these more extensive texts once we create once we commit it to mind thoroughly, once we commit this text, The Lamp to the Path to Enlightenment, to mind thoroughly. So we can also see here at the center we recite the Source of All My Good, or the Foundation of All Good Qualities by Lama Tsongkhapa. And this is also an abbreviated, condensed version of the meaning of what we are speaking of, stages of the path. So when even in Drepung at Golkhamsen, which is the translator's note, that's the small college within Drepung that Rinpoche is from. All the provinces have colleges within Drepung, and they're named different things. Translator's note. So Rinpoche is from Golkhamsen. So when new refugees, monks, come into Golkhamsen, they are made to memorize or put this text, Lamp for the Path to Enlightenment by Atisha, to memory. And then they are given a test and an examination. And if they do not pass the examination and they don't memorize it properly, then they will receive quite a scolding, receive quite a large amount of harsh words. So then they study the great texts of the Madhyamika, the Prajnaparamita, and the Abhidharma, and so forth. And then slowly the memorized text will unfold or will become clearer in their minds. So once one generates the mind that aspires to enlightenment, then he or she becomes a bodhisattva. And then the next thing that he or she must do is practice the three higher trainings, the higher training in ethics, the higher training in concentration, higher training in wisdom. And the higher training in ethics, at the root of that is the bodhisattva vow for a bodhisattva. And then comes the individual liberation vows. But the root of this is for the bodhisattva is the bodhisattva vow. So then this mind is generated. One becomes a bodhisattva and then couples that with the three higher trainings. And the ethics, as explained, and concentration, which has the ability to achieve the state of special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness and calm abiding, shine latum. So one can combine the special insight with calm abiding in the section of concentration in the three higher trainings. So this individual practices, this bodhisattva practices the three higher trainings in order to achieve his or her goal. So we've already gone over the higher training in ethics and concentration, and now we've arrived at the highest higher training in wisdom. So today we're going to be going over the special insight. And special insight we can find in Jay Rinpoche's great stages of special insight, or the great levels of special insight. And that's at least 200 or 300 leaflets or pages. So we're going to abbreviate the meaning today of special insight. Okay, so number 53 states, thus, whatever is meditation on selflessness, in that it does not observe an inherent nature of phenomena, is the cultivation of wisdom.
Okay,
thank you. So here we've arrived at the wisdom of a special insight.
Okay,
we're picking up from where we were 2 weeks ago, correct?
Well, I don't know where we were 2 weeks ago, to be honest. The Dunni Nama. I think that we were on 47 the last time that we taped, but I'm not sure. We can go back and edit later if we miss stanzas. The Adrian, the Shegdu Gangyan Sena, Chikshena, the Ketset Nangla, Shiluka Kashe, the Delpa Yomare.
Mundu Serva.
Mundu, Nietzampa, Jibju, Jidun, Jibju Jinga, Kaset Kasun.
Jibju Jinga?
We made it to 50. We made it to, it's on video? That's the concern, because of the book.
That we're missing something for the future book.
Right. Yeah. Sorry, everyone.
Member got you there.
So if we hadn't written down, we should have written down what stanza we were on. I don't have any idea or frame of reference for it. Do you remember? Does anyone remember the last time we taped?
Sure. It's on tape. And
49 is?
49 is on tape.
Okay.
And then
well, I say we just go with where Rinpoche.
But maybe we should go 50 over again.
Okay. Or we can just, whatever Rinpoche wants, and then we'll edit it later.
Indeed.
Instead of.
Yeah, let's continue with where
Yeah, because we're kind of on a... Rinpoche Digson, Gangi Sena Jema, Ngatsu Kaset, the Selpa, Selwa Zugure.
Jema?
Yeah, Tsama Zugure.
Dari?
Jema. De, tering de Ngatsu Nga Sung Digure.
Okay. Jema Ngatsu Sheju Jachu, Mare. Yeah. Da Dendama Kashuwa, Dari Dendama, Hadung Kuyde, Da, Jitane, Shiro Mabuyo, Shiro Marwe. Ani, Tunyilambi, Shiro, Jidan the Shiro's again, Mobuyo, Jidruzi, Golo, maybe Shiro, you are, is the Marbe, Shiro, you are, is
Jidruzi, Dunabari.
Ah, Yoba, O Panama.
Oh, Yoba, okay. Sheja Yoba, okay.
And then Sheja Yoba, Sheja Yoba, Yoba, Golo, maybe Shiro, Shiro, and the Yosun, you are, Shamata, you are, Ganga, you are, is Juduna, Hadun, Karzugre, Swaji, Tuju, Hadun, my champion, Juji, Yomaro, Ganga, and then Hadun, Hadun, Yushadaro, Marbe.
Chutanji, let me be Latung, you are, eh? She ne you are, is Marbe? She ne the Latung. Chutanji, she ne the Latung, she by is in the Digro. Chutanji, let me be Shene, you are a Latung, you are, is Tanda the 2 day, Tony, let me be Latung, Tony, let me be Latung, she do, what is Marbe? Tony, let me be Latung, the Hiron on the Ashutris.
Doni la mi bi la tong. Doni de deba nyi gina na abu su lo su kumar ba. Dantan denba. Dantan denba. Sheja gina na yashu dantan denba riz. Shiro gina na yashu de dantan denba shibi shiro de. Dantan denba shibi la tong de yashu de riz. Mar ba.
So there are many types of wisdom. There's wisdom connected to all types of existence. There's the wisdom which utilizes its object of observation, all phenomenon, all different types of existence. So there's a calm abiding and special insight relative to all phenomena as well. When we speak of wisdom, this isn't an isn't exclusive to this wisdom realizing emptiness. But in this particular case, the special insight and the calm abiding that we're speaking of uses as its object of observation emptiness. So this type of wisdom is the highest level of wisdom because it's a wisdom which utilizes as its object of observation ultimate truth. Of the two truths, conventional and ultimate truth, the wisdom which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness is ultimate truth. So this is the highest type of wisdom. So the special insight, the calm abiding, which utilizes as its object of observation, the wisdom realizing emptiness, and the special insight, which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, are the highest types of wisdom that we can speak of. So in this particular case, when we speak of wisdom, it's that type of wisdom, the wisdom of the ultimate truth.
Oje dal hatun kajugure ta chudna ji hatun toni la me bil hatun du shevala ane oma tanju loje chuno demba ma du chu de shegures chuno demba ma du chu de demba ma du ba ane phombonga bo dalala raji ji tomat na ba ya ta ba ju su ta us shera ji bun karzu pai ag ki sin azu ne mar ba ane me me zu me zo de ne chu de shegures de ne chu de abo ma ji na dala me bil hatun de shene yong a yo mar es
So when we look at the special insight and we look at according to the Madhyamika Prasangika view, the middle way consequence view, it's the recognition that all phenomena are not truly established. The lack of true establishment of all phenomena is the belief. So in the Heart Sutra we can find the quote that says, the five skandhas to be empty of nature. And then it also states that there is no eye, no ear, no nose, etc. So in the Heart Sutra, these pronouncements are basically, according to the Madhyamika Prasangika view, that all phenomena are not truly established. So if one does not have a firm understanding of this, then the nature or the true nature of this emptiness, then it's not possible to achieve the calm abiding which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, or to achieve special insight which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness. So it's necessary to have an understanding of this in order to achieve those realizations.
Denpa ma dhruva shekwa ke chepa imi jusen karas na chun na denpa dhruva zimi denzin de lu lu she res chun na denpa dhruva zimi denzin dege lu lu she re te yi ju sheba la teni nyumun che le sa ne kuwa lu kune dunga nyuduwa cawa de denzin tu de res denzin kaya ge to chudu juba de ane latung tunye la mibi latung de re diwa res tunye tubi latung de yabu chungba ina ane chun na denpa dhruva zimi denzin nyo nuga res taba dhruma yinba she suna, taba dhruma zingi lul nyoba nashin, dene chuna dhema ma dhruva shebi latung dhiyabu chung suna, dungan ki tzawa chuna dhema dhruva zingi denzili nyoba nukwa, rizu marbe.
So, it is the grasping at true existence which causes, is the root of suffering. So this is where all the negativities arise from. So what is the method to achieve this view beyond the grasping at true existence? Because the grasping at true existence is a mistaken view, in the same way that seeing a rope as a snake in a dark room is a mistaken view. This grasping at true existence, or grasping at phenomena as being truly established, is what creates all of the types of suffering, or at the root of suffering, and it's because it is a mistaken view. A non-mistaken view is the recognition that phenomena are not truly established, and this serves as an opponent to the mistaken view of grasping at true existence, in the same way that the recognition of a rope as a rope and not as a snake dispels the mistaken view of the rope being something that it is not. So here we use the special insight which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness, and this is what serves as an opponent to the root of suffering.
What did the Nazul Lekashu were a dashi guia de Larin Hatun Chimongodele and the Tensin Jesu Yores, Del Duba Yores, and the Chugan Ayos and Ayores, Chugan Ayores, Mayuare, Layuare, and the Nazur Redan, and the Tendegay, and Chugan Ayore, Yobaris, Yobari in a Debadro Maris Lawores, Yoba, Yoba Gangalo Debadro Res and Damaina, Tata Lunagres, Debadro was in Lulu Jungus Marbe. Chunna yu, dambara yuwa ma yinsi, yuwa dan dambara yuwa chaba yuwa res, wadda ngay yuwa res.
So in the great stages of special insight, you can find the clarification that things are inexistent. They are not non-existent. So we state that the cars, and Rinpoche gave a list of various phenomena. I was clinging on to the concepts. I didn't get all the list, but the cars and roads and trees and so forth, airplanes, trains, all of these things are existent. But they are not truly established. They are not truly existent. So it's the belief that they are truly existent or truly established, which is the wrong consciousness or the mistaken view. So this is what needs to be clarified, and that things are existent, but they are not truly existent or truly established.
That chukanga dembara yuwa mara yuwa res. Ani dembara dhruva meba yina, ani chuzi kanre yuwa res na. Ani daji chuzang la du ne da zang tu yuwa res. Mumbuji chu ne, chuba la du ne yuwa res. Chuba la du ne yuwa ma du, ma du ba rangwa du yuwa ma res. Rangwa du yuwa suna dembara dhruva nuk res. Du ne yuwa res, dende res, dipende reji ni yuwa ma res. Tengi chuzang ani dembara ma dhruva res.
So these things are existent. And how are they existent? They come into being through nominal designation or through imputation. What takes place is there is a collection of things that come together, and then this collection is named or nominally designated as this or that. But there is no independent this or that exclusive of that collection beyond the nominal designation. All things come into being through dependent origination. And this dependent origination creates the lack of true establishment, or establishes the lack of true establishment. So things come into being through dependent origination, a collection occurs, the collection is named, and because there is a collection that is named, there is no independent this or that exclusive of the collection. So we say, the trina than tamche la ture, the trina than che kashe jeru.
Yeah, yeah, okay.
So we say I. So we say I am I this or that. So we can't say that there is no I. There is not an existent I because I go somewhere. I suffer. I'm scared. So all of these, or I die, I'm not sure if it was I'm scared or I die, the word's very similar. So I do all of these things. So there is an existent I that is doing these actions. But there is not an inherently, independently existent I. There is a collection of, when we investigate further, we can say, is my arm or my body or any of these things the I? We will not be able to say yes. But the answer is there is a collection of aggregates that come together and then are named I. But there is no I that is independent of this collection. If there was an I that was independent of the collection, we could say that the I is truly established or truly existent. But there is no I that is independent of the collection of aggregates. So this is how the I comes into being.
Tendo nga zo lo dawa si lagu duwa, ir, maan sa na ta. Ani lo dang dawa, shabu dang, chuchu, wata su nga lo, ani dawa juni lo ji marwe. Dawa juni tsuba la du ne lo ji si mingi ta warwa. Shabu sonju tsuba la du ne dawa ji si. Ani wata nge mingi
So then we look at year, we look at month, we look at day, we look at time. In order for there to be a year, there must be 12 months. So there is a collection of 12 months that we then name year. In order for there to be a month, there must be a collection of 30 days. The 30 days come together and then we have month. But there is no month or year that is exclusive of the collection of parts coming together that are nominally designated as this or that. There is nothing exclusive of the naming, imputation.
Waji, that chudu zukungala daju tsunola tune yubar, tune yubar, maduba rawadu yumaris, rawad mebal dember meba, abu solusia to what the lauris, marbe.
Yaja surna.
Chuna, ane daju tsunola tune yubaris, daju tsunola maduba rawadu yubate, dember duwarwa. Dember meba del abu solu, don't demba. What did you say about the Doni to Bishira?
Doni to Bishira, don't remember.
Don't remember the Doni Rava. The shaking little Doni to Bishira, Latons under what the law was, Marbe.
So the, I got to do it one more time. Gonda, Gonga Mepichi, Temchi, Yan Jersuna.
That the road, Marbe. Chukari in a Kangalo, Daja Tuzola, Dun, Dendi, or Dendi. Dendi, Tazon to Yubaris, Tazon to Yubaris. Yobaris. Tabala Matuba Ramatu Yomaris. Not the truly is
independent.
Not the truly existence at the Abusulu. Don't know them, Maris, Marbe. This should be shared delay. Don't need to be shared as it is.
Okay. So the wisdom realizing emptiness is the absolute truth. The wisdom that recognizes that all phenomena do exist, but they dependently originate. There is no independent this or that that is exclusive of the dependent origination that takes place. So they exist, but they exist dependently. And their lack of independence and the wisdom realizing emptiness and the special insight which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness falls into the category of absolute truth, the absolute truth being the lack of true establishment of phenomena or this or that.
Tā chūk ngā la dēmā dhruvā yuwa mā rī, dēmā mā dhruvā rī sān tāng hu rūwa. Dēmā mā dhruvā sān tāng hu dhū, chū tāng chī dēmā mā dhruvā yin dhū, chū tāng chī mēmā rī sān tāng bā yin nā, chē tā lhūng dhū, lū tā jī ngū rī sī, wā tā sā sā jī gu rī sī, chū ngā dēmā rī mēmā tāng, mēmā lī chā wā jā gu rī sī, lēndē yu, lēndē mēmā mā rī, lēndē mēmā yin nā, an chē tā lhūng dhū rī sī, an ngā rū sī ngā yu rī, mēmā mā rī sī, dēmā mēmā yin nā, mēmā yin, mēbā yīngu gu mārē, dēmbā mēnā mēbī chabā yu mārē, dēmbā mēbā rēdī yīnā mēbā mārēs, dēmbā mādrūbā yīmbī jūsēnjī mēbā tāsūnā, chētā lūnā, lūtā jīngu rēs mārē.
So when we say not truly established or not truly existent, we are not saying not existent. We need to clarify this because if we come to a point where we see phenomena as being not existent, then we arrive at nihilism. Then we would say that karma and its effects are not existent. This is not what we are saying, and this is the mistaken view or incorrect view of falling to the extreme of nihilism. So what we are saying is that things are not truly established, and all things are not truly established. So we can't say anything is truly established. So we've confirmed that. But we have to make sure that we do not fall too far to the extreme in which we arrive at nihilism. So that's an important clarification.
What does it take to be a person who is 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 a person ane debra meba yiza o ta meba meba kone chital mon luta ji ane ka yeza jirim ji yoba da deba yoba chaba yores ane meba da debra meba chaba ja gores lati la dong ji mon go del de sa jin le yores
So Jay Rinpoche in the Great Stages of Special Insight differentiates between these two words and makes a clear difference between not existent and not truly existent, not existent and not truly existent. So Jay Rinpoche spends quite a bit of time to differentiate between that and the extreme of nihilism. So one, through recognition of the lack of true establishment, eradicates the grasping at true existence. But if one falls too far to the extreme and takes away too much, then one will believe that there is, it is, things are not existent, and this is the extreme of nihilism.
Tā chūrōng zhō lārī lātōng chīmō īñshī tūl yū tsāwarī, lātōng gō lōmō lūdō wā tēlhē gā rēs tē.
So now you have in English the section on special insight in the great stages. So you have this in English, so you'll be able to look at this section.
Wā tēnggō tēlhē, nēnggā tō wā tē, jirmā chī mōmbō sōng yō rēs tēlhē, nōyā gā nyēkhā yō rēs, nyēkhā yō rēs, jirmā chī gā sāzā chī nō sōng dē rēs.
So all of the important features are described by Jay Rinpoche in this text, so it's very careful to be thorough in explanation in the great stages of special insight section of
great stages.
So you can find this also in the medium stages of the path to enlightenment, as well as liberation in the palm of your hand. Translator's note by Pabunka Rinpoche.
Oje da la tong ge shero se ge da la tong gong ji bel la tong gong se ya de gar ju gu de da toni la me bi toni la me bi la tong se ge de wo de chu na de ba ma du ba she bi la shero shero ji la de na la tong se la gu re s wo de song de yin sa de
So the special insight we're speaking of is a special insight which utilizes as its object of observation emptiness. So the special, this is the object of observation of the special insight that we're going to be concentrating on.
What did that? Now, so in this level, what did you know? Malu be Rajin, Rajin, that the meme be dāme bān gōngā nī, dā nī shērō gōngbā yīs, nī yīn shī dāgī jī lū yīmbā, wā tēlē, wā tēgī tuyāndā tu wā shī tēshē dī gwa rīs. Tē yu chū nā mā lū bī, rāñjīn dā nī mē mē bī, jū sēn tē yī shī nā, nī chū nā mā lū bā, ol pā nā mā nā sī gu mā rī bā, chū nā mā lū bā, mā lū bī, rāñjīn dā nī mē mē bī, chū tā sū kāng kā lō tēn rī rī, dēn bā mā rū bā rīs, rāñjīn dā nī mē mē bā rīs, rāñjīn jī mā rū bā rīs, dēn bā mā rū bā rīs. Chū tāng jī rāñjīn jī mā rū bā tāng, chū tāng jī dēn bā mā rū bā, xē bī, xē rō, xē rō chibā jīn tēn rī jī lā, nē lā tōng sī gu rīs, tē gōng bā yī nā lā tōng gōng bā sī lā gu rīs, tōng jī lā jē bā xē nē, nē gōng bā tē lā tōng gōng bā sī lā gu rīs, dā mē bā nē gōng kāng jī, dē nē xē rō gōng bā yīs, lā tōng tū jī bī xē rō gōng bā cē tī rīs.
So thus, whatever is meditation on selflessness and that it does not observe an inherent nature of phenomena is the cultivation of wisdom. So here, the type of wisdom that one familiarizes oneself with, or any familiarization with or meditation on selflessness that doesn't observe the incorrect view of there being some sort of independent inherent nature in phenomena, is the cultivation of wisdom. So wisdom occurs or is generated, and this type of wisdom is generated when one is familiar with the lack of true establishment of phenomena and recognition of the lack of an inherent nature or independent nature of phenomena. So here in this stanza 53, we see the clarification of wisdom. And how what the cultivation of wisdom is.
What the chuno malu bi rangjin ta na me da me ba ngo ko ni da me ka zo nga su ta mal chin su wa ka za ga da me da chu ji da me si ni yong re s ka za de ba ma ru ba de ka za ga da me se re s ne ka za ma yin bi chu de ba ma ru ba de chu ji da me se re s ne dame naba nyi sung baris sanje ge dame naba nyi sung baris kanza kanza deba ma ru ju ju na deba ma ru bi cha da ane kanza deba ma ru ba ro kanza deba ma ru yi mi ju sen karis na ten de yin be jir dipen de re jin jin ten de yin sa deba ma ru baris kanza deba ju bi ji na deba ju do ma ka ro do ma ru ba yin sa deba ma ru baris kanza de da le jo ma yin jin de jo ma yin ni ka le jo ma yin ju me le jo ma yin ba yin sa deba ma ru baris kanza de rāngjū yudhūna yueba tuyantāṁ pa mārū, rāngjū yudhūna mēba tuyantāṁ pa mārū, rāngjū yudhūna yueme nīka yinba tuyantāṁ pa mārū pa yīncāṁ, anī dēba mārū pa rīs. Anī, jūla jū, dēba la jūba yueme jīngu ki tēnzi, jūla jūba dujī zīmī tēnzi, anī, ngō la jūba jī dhiru ki tēnzi, rībī jāba tēnri ki tēnzi, tā ngāntā mārū, tōnyi jūba tā, pēchī pāshī ngō dēba lā jēsūng wā jē. And the Jedan Omazawashiro of the Sukoso, and Tony Dubita and the Momosung Waters, Marbe.
Yeah. So here it speaks of selflessness. And previously we went over the two different types of selflessness which were explained by Lord Buddha, the selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. So the way we differentiate between these two is by stating that which is not person and is existent is necessarily phenomena. That which is selfless and not selflessness of person is necessarily selflessness of phenomena. That which is not person and is existent and is selflessness is necessarily selflessness of phenomena. So here, this is the difference between selflessness of phenomena and selflessness of person. So what is the reason that there is selflessness of phenomena? What is the reason given? So we can say that the subject, what is the reason for selflessness of person? We can say the subject, person, is selfless because it dependently originates. So we can see this pervasion with a reason given or a sign given for lack of true establishment or the selflessness of person. So we can't say that self comes into, that something has an independent nature because we've already engaged in the analysis of self, other, and both. So we can see that something is not truly established by itself, by something else, or by a collection of both. So we have to state that they are not truly established. So in the Prajnaparamita teachings, we can see that there are four main reasons given for the lack of true establishment. And then if we look at the root text on wisdom, we can find many root texts on wisdom, the Mulya Madhyamika Karika. We can find many different explanations and reasons given for the lack of the selflessness of person or selflessness of phenomena. So here, when it says, thus whatever is meditation on selflessness, and that it does not observe an inherent nature of phenomenon, is the cultivation of wisdom. So here, selflessness is as was just described, and the two types of selflessness, selflessness of person and selflessness of phenomena. Then Rinpoche, the zhi, The four correct signs of emptiness are the only thing that
I don't know. Tene ngarunzo juli chebaris, juli cheba demo madubaris. Ngarunzo juli chebare, juli cheba demo madubaris. Ngarunzo drebe yoare, drebe demo madubaris. Mola cheba, jula cheba, drebe la cheba, son yumarbe. Ngarunzo demo madu, ngarunzo drebe cheba demo madu, ngarunzo ge, ngarunzo juli cheba demo maduba. To be shero somba dele, nata gosun, tabi gosun, sir, tabi gosun, nabata gosun. Naruto Deba Maduba to be Shiro. Naruto Julie Jeba Deba Maduba to be Shiro. Naruto Debo Deba Maduba Deba Duba Majiba to be Shiro. Somewhat delay, Naba Tabi Gosuns, Tabal Dua Gosuns.
Jigare.
Git Dendero, Dending of Chasin Shitter, Revi Jabu Dendic Dances. Chutanje Deba Madu, the Dendy in Beach down there, Tony Dubitag Jabris, Dendic Daddy Ashuris.
Then a Rimache, the Je, Nama the
Je. I let Tombo de Lo that
the Newa Je.
Don't you do it down that Jero, down the Je. Tapana,
okay.
The town that Je, Tombo de Marve, Tombo Nazo, Pana, Narut Shoes and Rigoro, Shoes, Demba Maduva is, Demba Madu de, Demba Madu de, Anne Raju, Rangi Ju to so, Yoba Demba Madu, Rangi Ju to so, Meba Demba Madu. Rangi Jew to so, Yoba de Mabaniga imba de Mamadu. Rangi Jew to so, Yoba de Mabaniga maimba de Mamadus. Cousin Chinza would da.
Okay. So I'll get something for next week, but we are not truly established. There are three qualifying factors which are stated in the Prajnaparamita teachings. We can find that our nature, whether it is Jeff or Rinpoche or Adrian, etc. Adrian is in the nature of Adrian and Jeff is the nature of Jeff. And our nature, individual natures, are not truly established. So that's the first, is nature. And our cause is also not truly established. And our effect is not truly established. So here are three qualifying features that are given, and the four I've got to give you next week, unless you have, do you have them by chance? Were you able to pick that up in the Tibetan, the four? So we ourselves are not truly established. We are not truly established. We are our own nature. And our nature is not truly established. We are not truly established because we are not truly established from self or from other.
No, as one or as many.
One or many, but chiktan tade is one or other self. Okay, one or other, or it can be translated one or other, or one or many. Tade can be other also.
Chidna. Chidang sheja yoro.
Chidang tade, one or other. Or it can be one or many.
Sheja yoro. Sheja kongolo duyuna chi tade ni ma duyo maro. Yana chi, yana tade yin goro. Ane, denpa chuba yoy maare de kede, yoy ba yina denpa chubi chi dang, denpa chubi tade du chugu ba le. Denpa chubi chi dang, denpa tade du ma chuba yin zang, denpa ma chuba res.
So we are not truly established from self. We are not truly established from other, not truly established from both. Are not truly established from something all else, right? It's not established from the.
Denpa chubi chi dang, denpa chubi tade mian zang, denpa ma chuba res. Denpa ra yoy na denpa chubi chi dang tade du chugu res. Denpa chubi chi dang tade du ma chuba yin zang, denpa ra ma chuba res.
Okay, so we can say that it is not truly established because it is not truly established from self or from many or self from other. So because of this not the lack of true establishment of self and lack of true establishment of other, we say that both are not truly established. So we come up with that it is not truly established because it is not truly established from self or from many or self or from other.
Ani dongba de shigo nolu yo maro, malu nang shi zonye jins, zonye pita jaro. Da dang jemi nguan da da yang da pa nang jiba dang tumi nguan dang treye shi rangji me de zonye jins, kichin shi wadzu oma jen. Da dang jemi nguan da da chu jen denpa ma zhuba res, denpa gari jen ma zhuba res na denpa zhubi jitu ma zhu, tade tu ma zhu vee shir, pa na zonye jins, wadzi sigo maro ba.
The ornament to my, oma jen.
Oma jen, kichin shi wadzu oma jen sa shi yorwa.
Shivatsu, the
Chandrashita.
We can find in the Chandrashita's text, the ornament to the Madhyamika, the statement of this, that the things are not truly established because they are not truly established from self, other, both. So here we can see that it's very similar to our own reflection in the mirror. When we have a mirror in front of us and we look at the mirror and we see a reflection of in the mirror, there is not an actual face in the other side of the mirror. It's dependent upon the face that is reflecting in the mirror. So even though our actual nature is in the same way as that actual example of the face in the mirror, the face in the mirror comes into being by the actual the agent. And the action of the seeing the face in the mirror takes place. So this is very similar to the way that we see ourselves come into being, and there is no true establishment.
Ani debu kengalo juli cebarwa, juli macam mana debu rego marwa, juli cebaris, juli cebar yuaris, juli cebar yuar itu, demba dua juli cebar yuaris. Not truly is bonds.
I lost it. Yang justru orang
macam. Ngaru tu kengalo cewa yuaris, juli cebarwa. Ani ngaju pamal cebarwa. Bond mada pada. Bond mada pada. We are bond mada pada. You are born Madhapada. You are born not truly this. Yes.
Natsu
jewa demba madhubha is. Jewa demba madhubha. Ani ngasu jewa yuar is. You are born Madhapada. You are demba dhubha jewa yuar is na? What the logo mudwe?
Demba dhubha jewa yuar
is. Yes, inchi kalla gurta.
So here we see that there is birth, there is a generation. We are born from a mother and father. But the birth is not truly established. So then, Triwa Gare.
Ngasu Jiwa Yuaris, Pamal Jiwa, Jiwa Yuaris, Jiwa Yuaris, Denba Drubi Jiwa Yuaris. Dende Mayu Rand Drubi Jiwa Yuaris.
Then Triwa Gare. Then Tamche Labs, Triwa Gare.
Jawa, nampak jawa semaruh ada. Ngaruh tu kengah jawa yuaris, yuaruh. Jawa yuaris. dāmbā dhūbī jīwā yō mā rā. Jīwā yō yate pāmāli jīwā yīmbē yī rā.
So we have a birth, but we don't have a truly established birth. How do we establish that there is a birth? Because we have a mother and father which produce that birth, and the mother which produce that birth. So we that's how we establish that there is a birth. So is the birth truly established or not truly established? The yakshu rinpoche nyun
nyun.
So it, the birth is not truly established. So if we say there is a truly established birth, then what must there be?
But na shiru tangjin bage, shiru tangjin bage, chuna demba dubi jiwa yuwa res. Jiwa yuwa jusen karres na, da le jiwa yinbe yeshir. Rang juyu duzu yuwa ne jiwa yinbe yeshir. Juyu duzu yuwa ne jiwa yinzang, da le jiwa res. Dali jiwa yinzang, demba dubi jiwa yuwa res. Ku wadda la dhu ma.
So the non-Buddhist school and the Samkhya tradition are the enumerators. They give the reason that things truly established, and the reason that they give is that things are born from themselves. So things are created from themselves. So the actual cause is within the effect, and so forth. So the enumerators believe that things are truly established because they are born from self.
What the good tangent the rebu the ju to you are is panang as matu jena maju sun ju rwa sun de na lu le matu sun de matu ju rwa matu sun na lu le matu mhobu de yo are is mi ma thong par de na lu yo are is ju to you ye ne je ba yin sa da le je ba de is da le je ba yin sa de ba du je ba de is wo de lo go ma
so they state that within for instance of flowers the seed is the cause of the flower. But the enumerators state that within that seed which causes the flower, there is the actual flower itself, but we just can't see it very clearly. We're not able to see it. So they say, because there is an inherent cause, effect within the cause itself, this produces the true establishment, or this produces the fact that the self is truly established, because the self is arisen from self.
And the Tangjin could Tangjin could do that, they should get trouble with some others. Tangjin the Anne Shangjin the Wadna, Anne Naganjonata, Chanda Gatuzuki, Tangjin Churu Rivabamudus, Churon Tene, and Tenegate Tajat and the Kilangus, Anne Debut Jew to the US Tendra to us. Debut Jew to the Yuna, Anne Antigilet and Lambuji Jaja Nubayuna, Anta Sakon Rudule, Sakon Lambuji Jayurubes.
So this philosophy of the Samkhya school, or the enumerators, was very easily negated by such masters as Nagarjuna and Chandrakirti and Shantideva. And the method in which they utilized to negate this actual view was by saying such absurd things as, if there is an ant standing on top of a blade of grass that had 100 elephants. Jema the Lamche Ja Lama Lamche Ja.
Tumaji Lamche Ja Ja Nuba Ja Yona. Could Nuba Yosan Lamche Yer Ladrua. Madugu Sun Alu Maduja Nuba Yosa, Madu Yos Ladrua. Lamche Ja Ja Nuba Yona, Lamche Ja Yorubas and Dola Rota.
Hagosun, you know, is it the birth of 100 elephants or the previous life? The Jewangama Lampache Ja, the Lampache Ja, Jewashima Lampache Ja Nupa. Okay.
Jajia Nupa.
So their ability, it needs to be clarified. So on the blade of a grass, if the ant has the ability to have 100 rebirths as an elephant, then you're saying that there are 100 elephants standing on a blade of grass? How is that possible? The Indian pandits use this method of negation to disqualify the possibility of self arisen from self, or self born from self, by stating that if an ant is on a blade of grass and has the potential of 100 elephant rebirths, then 100 elephants can stand on a blade of grass.
What the Dibujiyag... okay. Okay.
So, what can be said? If it is stated that self is arisen from self, then how is it possible if an ant with the potential for 100 rebirths to stand on a blade of grass, if there is an ability to have 100 elephant rebirths, then there are 100 elephants on a blade of grass? And this is absurd and is easily negated. So, since it is not arisen from self, then we've negated one possibility. So we can't say that it is truly established because it is arisen from self. Then the next is a possibility is arisen from other or arisen from many. And all of the Madhyamika Prasangika school is the only school that establishes the fact that things do not come into, are not truly established because of many. The Madhyamika autonomy school or the middle way autonomy school, Madhyamika Svatantrika, are the Chittamantran school, mind only school, the Sautrantika school, Sutra school, and the Vabhashika school, the great exposition school, all have this belief of something of the things arising from other or many. So this belief of the Madhyamika Svatantrika school or the middle way autonomy school is that things come into being through others or other through a connection with other, and because of this connection with other, they come into being through other. So all of the schools below the middle Madhyamika Prasangika school establish a true establishment in some form or another, arisen from other. So we can't say that the causes and conditions are present for the true existence. They are not truly existent. And the way we can establish it is that the causes for true existence and the conditions for true existence are not present. So the third possibility is arisen from both. And this is what the naked ones or the Jain tradition believe. The Jains believe that there is arisal from self and arisal from other. And this is how they posit true establishment. But the higher schools negate this possibility because of the prior negation of the generation coming into being through self and other and the establishment of true establishment. So because both of those are already negated, then both together are necessarily negated as well. So this defeats the Jain view that things are arisen from both.
jumel jewa medan deba du jewa mesen jambe res marba jambe ge duje ngol ju yo maris jume bal je baris ma ji ndan pego ge ndan zu chön sa jere ya baris yonda bolo chön dang ge su ju yo mar je barda jumel jewa yin da deba du jewa yo res wadlo der
jang jian ba
da jian ba dung ngel ro da da le jo ge le ro da jian ba da le jo ro wa yin le jo khen le ge ra ju ba me che ro wa ni ge le jo khen le ge jian jian zhe shi jiu me le jo khen le ge jiang pen jiang pen
oh jiang pen zhang qian I get those two confused so jiang penba are the nihilists so there is the fourth possibility is causeless the belief of this system is that things are not caused. And one example that they give is a peacock. They state that a peacock has all of these wonderful, brilliant colors, but there is no painter of those colors. The peacock's colors are because they are, and they are not caused by anything. This particular tradition believes that things are causeless. Then the konso ke lengdu the pala the pugo mazam sha digrebe. De chipa.
Jambe de logo da. Jo shema yo marji barta. Jo shema lende ji de yo marji barta. Sindel gaji ji jondan de re madu jo shema yo marji ku.
So the nihilists assert, I just wanted to clarify that I had the right name. The nihilists assert that because there is no future life, then whatever one wishes to do in this life is fine. There aren't consequences. It's okay to do whatever one would wish to do.
Chadil gazi ji ji jun dagar ma de jiwa shema ji yor se de kali karur se de yo mari ji bar dok. Jiwa shema yo bar ji bar.
So it's difficult if we say next life. So they just state, oh, there is no future life. During this life is all there is, so there is it's not necessary for modification.
And the shin all tama kon rab mudi. Shing ji ko tama tama se mar ba. And the rab duwa. Shing du zu zu ge yo mar ji ba ta ko. Kangal ju me bal che ba so. Ju me bal che ba yin ta de ba du bi che wa yo ba. Ta ro lo ge ju me bal che wa ga wa kangal ju le che ba. Po gu pha mal che ge du wa. And the shin du sal che ge du wa. Ju me san ga de zin de lo ro da ko.
Then the tambo the shin nang wa ga re ke le
do. Tsama ro tsama se ro.
Tsama de ga re.
Tsama de su de ko na ma ji du wa de shin.
Roots.
She ro.
Do you know tsama? Tsama's bean I thought but
like a thorn, like a needle?
The shin.
Shin, tree naro, tree naro. Just what the tree shin kurun kona
mjibwa. Roots.
Very similar. What the zuhin yo marji bar, jume bar. Tema the bing riri ro, bing. Bing riri ro, riri zuhin yo marji bar ta.
Okay, so the beans and trees and so forth, all of these things don't have a creator. So this is the essence. Not the exact example is unclear, I think, but these things do not have a creator, so they are causeless. This is the statement that they make. Now, this is very easy to negate. One only has to say, how is a child born? A child is born from a mother and a father. These two things obviously have to come together. So you don't see a child being born. You don't see a sprout coming from the earth. You don't see all of these things happening. Their actual tenet system is easily negated. So we can state that things are not truly established because their arisal is not truly established from self, from other or many, from both or causeless. These four possibilities are negated: self, many, both, or causeless.
어제 다드네 자와시로 고고들요 달리마이 옌리미 니리마이 쥐메미 뭐버간다 가나야 제와나 요마이스 뭐물루르게 안 오마자와시로 고고들와 뭐브나 담바두비 제와 뒤나 요마레스 가르스나 달레 제와마이 옌레 제와마이 니가레 제와마이 쥐메레 제와마이 베스 자와시로 고고들로도요르스
So we can find in the Mulya Madhyamika Karika by Nagarjuna the statement that things arisal is not truly established, are not truly established because they are not truly established because of self, other, both, or causeless. So because of this nature, we state that there is no true establishment. There is no true establishment.
That is the day the Lord shall cover it, that then the tender yashur is tender. Tender in which you tender the revija, but tender the tenses, tender the tongue that the rebuke Tony Dubitagan on Jaburis, and the choking all of the Bama Rubers, deep in the resignation, because not truly is the way. What is under the deus, tender the yashur is.
So the king of reason, or the best reason that is given, is dependent origination. This or that is not truly established because it dependently originates. When we think along these lines, this is the best way of reasoning in which we can establish the lack of true establishment. So, but yes, we are born. We do have arisal, and we do have effects. Do we not? Do we not go to the bathroom? Do we not urinate? Do these things not happen? These are all effects of us. But these effects and our causes are not truly established. So this is what we're positing. We're positing that they are not truly established. But yes, we are caused, and yes, we do have effects.
What the ne Naruzu deba to be joy your maris, Naruzu can debute and a Jew to the Yoba deba madru, Jew to the Meba deba madru, debut Jew to the Yomarua. Debut is Jew to the Yoba deba madruvers, debut Jew to the Meba deba madruvers, Nijerua, debut Jew to the Yoba Meba Niga Yma deba madruvers, Niga Maimbi deba madru,
Tambo Nipas, Tambo Gare.
The subject we.
Our arisal is not truly established because the cause of the effect
is not truly established. The effect of the cause is not truly established.
The effect is not truly established because it depends on a cause.
Debo deba maruba yinta, Jew to the Yoba demba dumare, Meba demba dumare, Niga yimba demba dumare, Niga mimi demba dumaro.
So if the cause itself is not truly established, then the effect is not truly established. If the, I'm not getting this one at all. Sometimes it happens, and I don't want to mistranslate something about emptiness. I'm really not comfortable with that.
Tapana se matundo wa matute, matute matuk sunyo tu su yomarwa. Matute matuk sunyo tu su yomarwa. Matute matuk sunyo tu su yona changchengilawa na chandruwa. Matute matuk sunyo tu su yomaris.
So there is not a flower inside of a seed.
Matute matuk sunyo tu su yoba dema maru.
So the existence, the thing I don't understand, the existence of the flower and the seed are not truly established. The non-existent part, I don't understand. Right, the lapsa.
Metu, flower, and
its cause.
Cause tense. Cause tense logo karegur.
mato mato ge ju do mato ge phalawa mato ge ju sna phalawa causes ju ju su sna ju ju su na kare
causes
cause phalawa is phalawa causes
depends on the flower's cause
cause not
truly the flower's causes which are not truly
phalawa is phalawa causes not truly
the causes of a flower are not truly established the flower and the causes of the flowers are not truly established
phalawa the phalawa causes
not truly established okay and the non-existence that's the part
mepa demo the existence of the flower and the flower's causes are not truly established and the non-existence of the flower and the flower's causes
oh so it's just that's why yeah so they just so the non-existence of the flower
madude madu ju diso
meto ju tetsu
yomare yobamares yobadeba madubares
They are existence, but they're not inherently established existent. They are not inherently established existence.
Madu de, madu juu duzo, main bara neba maru baris.
So the non-existence of the flower and the seed are not truly established.
And the flower's causes, the non-existence of those is not
truly established. Right. So both the cause of the flower, the existence of the seed in the flower and the non-existence of the seed in the flower are not truly established.
Oh, I'm sorry, it was not the flower and its causes, it was the causes of that flower.
So flowers the non-existence and existence of flowers causes are not truly established. The existence of flowers causes and the non-existence of flowers causes are not truly established.
Both
of them together are not truly established because we've negated both of them individually already. So the non-existence of the flower and its causes. So nigamayimbi mu. Something which is neither, but I'm trying to figure out how to say it and correctly. So something which is neither the existence of flower and its causes, or the non-existence of flower and its causes. Something which is neither of those is not truly established. What's not the non-existence of flower and its causes? Those two things cover all phenomena. No. Those two things cover all phenomena. The nikamayimbi mu, the yomari mepa.
Temba dhubare, ma dhubare.
Ma dhubare.
Ma dhubare. Madu juyi tuzi meba rwa.
Meba.
Meba dhema ma dhubare, yoba dhema ma dhubare.
Nika.
Madu tu madu juyi tuzi yoba dhema meba, nika imba dhema ma
dhubare. Nika ma imba dhema ma dhubare.
Madu tu madu juyi tuzi yoba dhema meba, nika ma imba dhema ma dhubare. Okay. Wadda
jitra. Nika ma imba mu, yoruba.
Nika ma imba, madu juyi tuzi, madu juyi tuzi meba dha, nika.
Nika ma imba mu show.
Madu juyi tuzi meba dha, yoba nika ma imba rwa.
Nika ma imba mu show.
Yoba dha, meba nika ma imba, Jeff Chuchi.
Jeff Chuchi. Jeff Chuchi. Jeff the metugi Jew, maybe ma imba chair.
Yoba ma rwa, yoba ma imba, meba ma imba rwa. Nika ma imba rwa.
So Jeff Chu Chen, Metugi Ju Yimbata.
Jeff Chu Matu Ju to Yobata.
Okay, we're not gonna do this. We're gonna do this later.
You can't debate and translate
it. Rinpoche is saying that Jeff is an example of neither the lack of true establishment of the cause of a flower or the lack of the non-existence of the cause, the lack of true existence of the non-existence of the cause of a flower. I'm not the cause of a flower. I'm
just saying,
I'm him, he is me.
A demo madrupa yoma. Nika yimba.
Nika mayimba demo. Ta nika yimba demo madru. Nika mayimba demo madru. Yoba demo madru. Meba demo madru.
That's selpo.
Both the
existence and non-existence.
The fact of the neither the existence nor the non-existence is also not inherently existent.
But Jeff is an example of the lack of non-existence of the cause of flower. I don't cause a flower.
Anyway.
So when we grasp at ourselves as truly established, this is a mistake in wrong consciousness.
So when we believe
that we ourselves are truly established, then this grasping at true establishment is what causes us to have to suffer. So once we recognize that we are not truly established, this becomes a door to nirvana or door to liberation. So our own causes are not truly established. So the wisdom which recognizes that our causes are not truly established is the door to liberation. So also the recognition that our effects are not truly established, that we do have produce effects, but the effects that we produce are not truly established, is the door to liberation as well. So the three doors to liberation, isn't that too been Sumbagare?
Sumba dene ngo deba madruba, ngaru su deba madruba.
Okay, okay.
Ngaru dujali jeba deba madruba. Ngaru chun jeba jeba deba madruba.
So the three doors to liberation, I was just clarifying, are the ones that were previously stated. Our nature, our cause, and our effect. Truly established. So the three doors to liberation are those three reasons. That's just a name, just a technical name.
Tabi gosun yezan, teni duni dube ta sun yondres. Ngola chuba ju de ju kitensi, ju la chuba dube zemi tensi, dube la chuba yeme chungu kitensi. Ta anda sun legua ju sen.
So there are three correct signs that are given, which state that things are not truly established, the correct signs that the nature of the established are not truly established, that the cause of that and the effect it produces are not truly established. So these are three correct signs to establish the lack of true establishment.
What the Sanji in Dugos, Tomba, Shewa, Jewa, maybe two, Meshibin, and Roachan Juba, the Da Tujunga, you told you.
Tomba, Shiva.
Tomba, Demba, Jubi, Tomba. Ngaruz, Demba, Matu. Shiva, Ngaruz, Juli, Shiva, Demba, Matu. Tomba, Shiva. Jiva, Mabesana, Ngaruz, Jibi, Jiva, Demba, Matu. Bas. That's one to be Shiro, Sondele. Three liberation door.
The three types of wisdom, or three doors to liberation, is the recognition that our nature is of emptiness, the cause is not truly established, and the effect is not truly established.
So
slowly we'll be able to understand this. Slowly we'll be able to understand these things by looking at the Dalai Lama's books and commentaries and all the translations of various texts in English. And whether or not the Prajnaparamita has been translated into English, I'm not really sure, but there are many different commentaries and texts by Nagarjuna and the Indian Pandits and so forth that one can read in order to ascertain the meaning of these things.
ina tanang aso de machine nalu le de yore de ge kale kale chunu su de kale kale nyena ne kale kale ko yung mur su marbe.
And now inside the camera, the machine, we have all of these as well, so you can slowly listen to these things and clarify anything that you, any misunderstanding. Adrian's machine has been so helpful. Thank you very much, Adrian. Adrian and John both. Adrian and John and all of the workers of the center, the leaders of the center have done so many things.
Been so helpful.
So those leaders like to work on the center, and this is very good. Enjoy working for the center, and this is very good. So maybe when I die, this will be helpful in the future. So if I'm not, this is something funny in there too, but if I'm not here, then everybody will be able to see, this is what he said, see the fat Geshe teaching these things. And maybe they'll say, oh, this is fine, but this isn't fine.
Yeah, what is it?
It's good if they do that.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So we'll quickly do the concluding prayers.
Can you just ask Rinpoche what the definition of nature is?
I'm not going to be able to literally translate. I mean, we can do that and literally get it. But ngo gitseni gare.
Ngo yedi yedi ngores. Adrian
is Adrian's nature. The house is its nature. So the Adrian is Adrian's nature. It's the name that.
Adrian was na Adrian Guachi was.
Guachi.
Adrian Adrian was. Adrian was ina Adrian ibi chaba yo maris.
So we don't want, we can't say though that that which is Adrian's nature is necessarily Adrian, because Adrian's nature is of emptiness, and emptiness is not Adrian. Adrian's impermanence is Adrian's nature. Adrian's lack of true establishment is Adrian's nature. Adrian's dependent origination is Adrian's nature. Adrian's consciousness is Adrian's nature. Adrian is Adrian's nature. So all phenomena are similar.
Yeah.
The Duturua is Karokitseni show, Duturua Chuchen Karokitseni. So we can say that, see, it's just an English problem here. We can say that the nature of Buddha nature is Buddha nature, but Buddha nature is not, that which is Buddha nature is not necessarily the nature of Buddha nature, because emptiness is the nature of Buddha nature, but is not Buddha nature. So,
I think she was asking maybe with respect to Adrian, like is Adrian's Buddha nature, no?
With the respect of nature, reality.
He's talking about the two words and the differentiation between them. So
Sanjegi Rik Ngo,
so the mental consciousness is what
is the Buddha potential or Buddha nature. Mm-hmm. So things such as love and compassion and so forth are the Buddha potential or are Buddha nature. So that love and compassion and so forth is the nature of the Buddha nature or the Buddha potential. So it's actually a better word to use, potential. Buddha nature is loaded. So if you say Buddha potential, that's a little worse of a translation, but less loaded as an English word. So that's why I use potential, because this happens usually.
What then? What is it? Dasha, dasha, more is.
Stasha is Stasha's nature.
Dasha, more in Dasha, much lower.
All of Stasha's nature is not necessarily Stasha.
Dasha, denba, madruba, Dasha, more is.
Stasha's lack of true establishment is Stasha's.
Dasha, denba, madruba, Dasha, more is.
Stasha's lack of true establishment is not Stasha.
Dasha, denba, madruba, Taba is.
Stasha's lack of true establishment is permanent.
Dasha impermanent is.
Stasha is impermanent.
What then is the Salmon would not.
So you can think of many things.
Yeah, kanga double is double.
It's all the same.
There is here some jibar is.
Yeah,
that's also what you do and do go do that.
I don't even think I can go to work.
Yeah, too gym. Yeah,
I don't think I can think.
Yeah,
okay. So we're gonna go through the concluding prayers rather quickly because Rinpoche needs to eat at 12. So let's begin with the concluding mandala offering and dedication prayer, only in Tibetan, and we will do it a little faster than usual. Dagi jinye zabe ge wadi Nenon ro wa nguna gampen don Je pa je su lo zan jan ba yi Den be nim po rindu zen je shu Idam guru ratna mandala kam ye rata yam ni Nyambe bawu jida jen padang gondu sambo de yan de jin ten de da gonji jesu da do jen ge wa de da dan je ra tu ngo du zom je be nye wa dan je jin ngo wa gan la cho tu nga pa de da jen ge we tsa wa de kun jan sambo chu che ra tu ngo wa ni Nam ri ra wing ho wing jing yam di Ben don de wa ma lu njong wing he Jin re zi wan ten zin yad zo yi Ja be zi ne ma du ne Lodzun Sambo Jun Jen Namala Yun Rin Jamba Dze Benge Weishin Lodon Do Me Nemba Dzin Jepa Yen So Wandarin Jen Janin Lord Ru Wu Je Shung Amun Ba Tse Ga Beng Go Sun Dung An Nung Chu Tsin Da Nyo Sun Ru Du Sun Da Ru Jin Ge Shay